Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's KSRM's Adriana Hernandez-Santana.
The city of Saldanha received a grant from the Rasmussen Foundation to aid in their building of the Saldanha Fieldhouse. According to the Rasmussen website, the foundation approved 17 grants, which totaled more than $7.5 million. Three of the grant recipients include Love Inc. of the Kenai Peninsula, Foraker Group in Anchorage, and the city of Saldanha. The grant specifically for the Saldanha Fieldhouse was $450,000. The proposed fieldhouse will be approximately 40,000 square feet, with turf fields, sports courts, and a walking jogging track. It will also be used for bigger events as well. With a grant this massive, it's hard to believe that it was actually only the fourth largest grant awarded for the fall and winter 23 cycle. Love Inc. of the Kenai Peninsula received $200,000. This is to provide the Nikiski Shelter of Hope a new electrical and fire alarm system, as well as a new sprinkler system too. Likewise, Homer-based Kenai Peninsula Housing Initiatives Incorporated received $120,000 for a six-unit housing development, which is intended to cater to independent seniors who are 55 years or older. One other recipient of the award includes the Foraker Group, which is a nonprofit in Anchorage. This group was awarded $3 million to help their operations for the next 4 years. Residential Youth Care, Inc. received $600,000 to help construct a youth center in Ketchikan. For more information about the Rasmussen Foundation, including other grant recipients, visit this story at RadioKenai.com. U.S. Senator Dan Sullivan addresses the Senate in regards to import seafood through China. For more information, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
U.S. Senator Dan Sullivan on Wednesday spoke on the Senate floor about the continued import of Russian seafoods into the U.S., despite there being a prohibition in place. Senator Sullivan again urged his colleagues to pass his U.S.-Russian Federation Seafood Reciprocity Act of 2023, bipartisan and bicameral legislation that would close a loophole allowing Russian-harvested seafood that has been reprocessed in other countries to be imported into the U.S. At the same time, American fishermen are afforded zero access to the Russian market. In his remarks, Sullivan argued that the existing prohibition is failing to meet its objective and undermines American fishermen and seafood processors, enriches Vladimir Putin and Russian oligarchs funding the brutal invasion of Ukraine, and empowers the People's Republic of China to continue utilizing Uyghur slave labor to process some of this seafood.
Putin, Xi Jinping, they're working together. They're like, hey, let's avoid those American sanctions. We'll take the Russian seafood caught by Russian fishermen in Russian waters, and we'll send it to China. And we'll have slave labor in China transform it, and then we'll send it to the United States. We'll sneak around those sanctions. Big loophole, using slave labor. So that's what they're doing right now.
Senator Sullivan urged several U.S.-based seafood companies who both sell and serve the reprocessed Russian seafood and oppose his legislation to instead buy American-sourced seafood as an input to their seafood supply chain. Further details available by visiting this article at RadioKenai.com. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
The Alaska Energy Authority is accepting applications for the Renewable Energy Village Energy Efficiency Program, otherwise known as REVEEP. A total of $2.6 million will be sub-awarded as grants to eligible local governments to support building scale renewable energy, energy efficiency, and conservation projects in public buildings and facilities located in rural Alaska. Applications are due by 4 p.m. on Tuesday, February 27, 2024. REVEEP is open to local governments who were ineligible for direct formula grant funding under the Energy Efficiency and Conservation Block Grant Program. Coming up, we'll take a look at your news headlines from Friday.